Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Keith Lee has issued a statement on his WWE release.
Major Survivor Series developments to tell you about.
AJ Styles is back from his medical absence.
And a new number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship has been named. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking Keith Lee, one of the many WWE wrestlers released last week. He has broken his silence on the matter.
On his birthday?
On his birthday. Poor fella. He uploaded a statement to his Twitter feed last night. It goes into a bunch of different things, talking about how it's his birthday. It's not necessarily a happy birthday, but he's grateful to be there, of course, after the health issues he had earlier in the year. I'll just read through some parts of it here. Several months ago, it was not a guarantee I would make it to this day, so there's positivity in that. I paid all my medical bills from the many offices and machines I frequented. There is positivity in that. And I do find it amusing that people believe that anyone but me paid my medical expenses. So revealing there that while he was out of action, he had COVID, he had some heart inflammation, it was a very scary situation for a while, he, not WWE, paid those medical bills. He goes on saying, I was going to wait a couple of weeks, but I think it's time to look to the future. Forward march, as I like to say. I am capable of so much more, and I can't wait to see what it looks like properly. I have a wide array of interests and abilities. I also consider myself to be rather open-minded. Here's to a future that, for all intents and purposes, seems limitless. So, seems like Keith Lee's getting ready to jump back into pro wrestling and everything else. For me, the big takeaway there would be the medical bill stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you know, WWE's argument would be, hey, you became sick. Like, there's nothing we can do about that. But at the same time, WWE is forecast to make, like, billions and billions and squillions of Scrooge McDucks this year.
Yes.
So you'd think, you know, that's a drop in the ocean to them. It'd be a nice gesture to do to look after one of their now former independent contractors. But I guess that's why they're independent contractors and not employees. Nonetheless, Keith will be available to wrestle elsewhere. I've got the date written down here from the 2nd of February, 90-day non-compete clause. That's when it's up. All the best to him. Seems like a good dude, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does next.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you think about his main roster career, and they botched it majorly, but also he had issues outside of the ring, and like you say, he was time off, and it was really scary, some of the health scares we were reporting about him then. Sad to hear that he has to pay his own medical bills, or maybe he chose to. I'd sense it's the former rather than the latter, but regardless, now is not the time to get into how bad the American healthcare system is when it comes to supporting people who can't support themselves. But yeah, like you say, February 2nd, ring it in your diary, because I'd love to see him in AEW, and we were reporting yesterday that quite possibly so would Longbone Tone. Right, let's move on and talk about Survivor Series. WWE finally remembered it's less than a couple of weeks away, and they built towards it on last night's Monday Night Raw, and there's already been a change to those teams that they inexplicably tweeted over the weekend. Bobby Lashley has replaced Dominic Mysterio on the Raw team. What happened was, Ray and Dominic were out there in the ring, and Postman Pierce came out and said, yeah, got a slight problem here. Everyone on that team's been a WWE champion, even you, Ray, for like 60 seconds, except for your son, Dom. And yeah, this guy's back now. Out came Bobby Lashley. They proceeded to have a match, and he murdered Dominic Mysterio, and I thought it was fantastic, if I'm perfectly honest. He eventually won via the Hurt Lock, so he replaces Dominic Mysterio in the Raw team, which, yeah, I don't say this very often about Monday Night Raw, makes complete sense.
Yeah, it's a better inclusion in the team to have Bobby Lashley, former WWE Champion, on the lineup. Also, an important part of this, Lashley's been on Raw for longer than 2 weeks.
Yes!
Which was not the case for any of the Raw wrestlers prior to this. So they've taken a guy out who just came over on the 22nd of October when the draft came into play, replacing him with Bobby Lashley. It's a pretty clear upgrade. Adam Pearce obviously takes umbrage, takes issue with WWE's social media department. Yeah, big upgrade. Good.
I have a question. I've just realised. Why isn't Edge on that team?
He's old, he's taking some time off. He beat Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is... Doesn't matter.
Stop applying wins and losses.
There are going to be some good moments now at Survivor Series. Like, Bobby Lashley can just wreck dudes. I think he's sensational. I want him to be built back up again. We even speculated about him potentially becoming a babyface on the Raw Preview podcast yesterday. Don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But obviously, with him on the Raw side and Drew on the SmackDown side, you can have that moment comes together. And hey, Dom, it's not all bad news. You can be the mascot, I suppose, before he electric chairs his dad on the ramp, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen, Andy, at Survivor Series. I can't wait.
Let's advertise some books.
Yeah, book it, Vince. Speaking of books.
Yeah, there we go. We have a trio of books available for pre-order right now. WhatCulture.BigCartel.com. Link in the description. Order now. You'll get them for Christmas. International shipping available. Those books are brand new, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW by our very own Michael Sidgwick, also by Michael Sidgwick, and available in a bundle with the AEW book is Development Hell, the NXT story. That's a reprint of the original. We also have an updated version of our old book. It's now 606 wrestling matches to see before you die. That's up there as well. Originally it was 505. A lot of good wrestling over the past few years, so we've added 101 more. Check them out, pre-order them, buy one for your mum, your dog, your favourite plant, whatever, they're great, tremendous.
WhatCulture.BigCartel.com. These books are, Andy Murray, phenomenal.
Like AJ Styles.
Look at this.
Back on Raw, yes, okay. So he's been out of action for a couple of weeks. We haven't seen him since Crown Jewel. The reason for that, as reported by Dave Meltzer the other week.
He was stuck on the other side of the earth. It's flat, so he couldn't get back.
Yeah, he was stuck upside down, the poor guy. He had a non-injury-related medical issue. That has now seemingly cleared up. He was on Raw. AJ and Omos versus Bobby Roode, Robert Roode, and Dolph Ziggler. They were teaming up to take on RK-Bro and the Street Profits last night. The heels, they were fighting constantly, but they still won. They still won in the end. Ziggler kind of stole a tag. Almost was trying to tag AJ. Ziggler stole it, made the pin, yada, yada, yada. There was infighting between RK-Bro. There was infighting between the entire heel side. Infighting all over the place. But the key to this story is that AJ is back. And that's good. Yes.
Yeah, I watched this and went... I don't care, but I'm glad AJ Styles is back. Speaking of developments on last night's Monday Night Raw, no time to get through the 5 title changes that happened last night. It was 24/7 title bollocks. No one cares. Byron Saxton's been champion now. The legacy of that championship is tarnished when it was once held by legends such as Titus O'Neil. Anyway, speaking of another championship, the Raw Women's Championship, we have a new number one contender. There was a fatal 5-way match last night featuring, let's see if I can remember this off the top of my head. I watched it this morning. Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Carmella, Zelina Vega, and Liv Morgan. I do pay attention, it turns out. And the new number one contender is Liv Morgan. She pinned Carmella at the conclusion of this match. Dude Abu got involved and interfered, costing Bianca Belair, I believe. Yeah, they set that up earlier on in the night with Dude Abu not being happy. Neither was Dana Brooke about not being a contender on Monday Night Raw. But regardless, Liv Morgan is the new number one contender. That is the big takeaway here. Great stuff. Number one contender, yeah. Liv Morgan facing Becky Lynch down the line. Can't wait for that match.
Someone different, isn't it? Someone fresh, someone more interesting, someone we haven't seen in like loads and loads of title matches, you know, before. It's a good opportunity. I'm looking forward to seeing what she can do, Liv, in hopefully a longer match, like a 10-15 minute, because she hasn't had a lot of those in her WWE career, and it's against a big time opponent in Becky. So yeah, cool. Let's see how it goes.
Exactly. And well, that is going to happen presumably after Survivor Series. Speaking of which, if you want to get your hands on some Survivor beeries, and you are one of our viewers here in the UK, you can get them right now. The link is in the description. 12 craft beers, £45, all in, free shipping when you enter the code Here's Why at checkout. Out. Andy, we talk about these all the time. They're delicious. Go and get them.
Yeah, buy them. They're delicious. They're super delicious. They're double delicious. They're triple delicious. I love the Top Rope beers. I've been putting them over for ages, and you will not be disappointed.
5 years of Top Rope Brewing. That is what they're celebrating along with Survivor Series. It's What Culture versus Top Rope. As I said, link in the description. Here's why at checkout for free delivery. Let's move on to your Twitter questions at What Culture WWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. Interesting one this, Andy. First one comes from Christian Potterio, who says, after WWE released so many people, do you think that the next people who will get signed with them will ask for different contracts? Maybe add a release clause or ask for a shorter non-compete clause?
It's tough to tell. I mean, they won't have any power to do that. Yes. I don't think the people coming
it's probably
into
like unionise or something.
Yeah, WWE and Nick Khan would be like, no, shut up, man. What are you talking about? We make the rules, not you guys, which is an unfortunate reality of the independent contractor life in pro wrestling. I don't think they'll have the bargaining power to do that, despite AEW's existence. There was a report last week from Dave Meltzer in The Observer talking about how WWE are going to be bringing all but the hottest prospects in now on 60-day contracts and evaluate your improvement. If you're not improving, off you go. Like kind of like an evaluation or a temp period before graduating. So I don't necessarily think so. You're at the mercy of WWE regardless. It doesn't matter how long your contract is. Yes. It could be for 10 years. If they want to get rid of you, they can just get rid of you. That's just
ask the club. I remember that back in the day.
Yeah, they signed those big money deals. B-Fab signed a new contract, like a week apparently before, and then she was released. So none of it matters is the short answer.
So in answer to your question, Christian, they should. They won't be able to, though, because wrestlers haven't got a union. WWE hold all the power, and they're bastards. Second question today comes from Travis Zachary, who says, is it just me, or is Lashley being booked like Snitsky 2.0 with him hurting people's kids? If so, can you see it going by the way of Orton's legend killer gimmick, but with second generation wrestlers? I love this.
The child murderer. I don't know.
Beat up Gage. Beat up Dom.
I don't know.
Hook, you're next.
I don't know if putting Gage Goldberg in a hurt lock is the equivalent of punting a baby at the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, sure. Who else have we got? What other second generation? Obviously, you know, he's not beating up children, but what second generation people could he
mess with next? Yeah, he needs to. I prefer it when a family member is there to witness it, though. Like, just saying, oh, here's so and so, and he's, you know, the. You know, like if he beat up Randy Orton, he's like, well, his dad's here. No, I want him to beat up people in front of their families. And
that's cruel.
That's all I want from my wrestling, Andy. Am I asking too much here? It's an interesting take that, Travis. We'll keep an eye on that one, though, because
Family murderer.
I'll try and will
Robert
it into existence.
Lashley. Okay.
If he comes out next week and says it's not my fault, then I'm all in on that gimmick.
With a little Snitsky beard type thing going on.
No. I see. And people in glass houses when it comes to facial hair. right. Final question today comes from Mark Solid, who's followed the advice of yesterday. Do you remember we gave you three options, Andy? You get to pick from them.
No, I don't actually.
Another one here. Remember when it was like, oh, do you want to play football or play, you know, go play computer games with Penny
Omega?
Yeah. Mark says, morning legends, would you rather have MJF be your best man and give a speech in character?
Absolutely not.
Work a graveyard shift with Abaddon?
Absolutely not.
Or do football drills with Moose?
Absolutely not. All of those things would hurt in completely different ways.
Can you imagine MJF at your... He'd just go rogue, wouldn't he? He'd crack onto your mum. He'd tell you all the people and stuff you'd never wanted to get revealed.
He'd insult your suit. He'd insult your bride-to-be.
Yeah.
But despite that, I'm going to go with MJF because we've never done anything but tell the truth about that man. And he would return the favour, I'm sure.
Oh, I dread...
You might be the only guy he's interviewed who's interviewed him who he hasn't destroyed.
He's a lovely man.
He's just a tremendous guy.
He's a lovely man. And I don't see what people have got against him.
Bias, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Bias, yeah.
I'll go then with football drills with Moose because...
He'd destroy you, man. Like,
I got it.
He's in the shape he's in these days as well.
Yeah,
he's
really
ripped.
He looks great. He was, you know, he was already terrifying when it came to WCPW back in the day, but congratulations to him. You know, world title reigns and looking sensational over at Impact Wrestling.
Doing some of the best work of his career.
But I do need to try and drop a bit of weight before Christmas, so this is the only way that's going to happen.
All right. He's going to beat it out of you.
Apparently so.
He's a solid, tough guy. Yeah. If he runs into you,
you're going flying. Right. Let's move on to today's. And finally, and you may have seen the news that broke on social media last night. RIP Angel Garza. Angel Garza? Angel Garza. They keep changing their minds. He's now just simply either Angel or Angel. And off the back of that, Big E, lovely man that he is, tweeted him saying, "Welcome to the Brotherhood. Meetings are the third Wednesday of every month. Talk to Cesaro to coordinate what food / beverage we need you to bring." Why can't people have two names?
It's not that complicated, is it? And Garza ties him to his lineage in pro wrestling as well. But hey, at least Big E's kind of funny. So there we go.
Yes, exactly. I just... what's going to... Are they going to have... I would love it if they... I know they wouldn't, but imagine having Gable Steveson and Chad Gable just both just become Gable.
Gable, Gable.
And it's like, tonight you're going to face Gable. Which one? I don't understand.
We could have Shorty G and taller G.
No.
Tall guy.
Leave that in the past.
Gable Steveson. Is he tall? I can't remember.
He's taller than Chad.
He's
a big lad. Yeah,
he's taller than Chad.
But yeah, stop taking people's surnames. They're not Seal or Cher, for Christ's sake.
Or anyway. Sting.
Oh, yeah.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who would you rather fight?
Oh. Wrestling Sting would just pop right back up if you hit him. So
yeah, exactly.
Englishman in New York
Sting. Yeah. Tantric. He could go for hours.
No, this is very true. Message in a bottle.
Neither.
Call the police.
Well, if you want to send us a message in a bottle, you can do so on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
Yeah, you can call the police for some of these puns. You can call me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for... Hey, look, if you're going to go 24 minutes, maybe don't end in a countout.
Oh, God, really, yeah, that was bollocks, wasn't it?
It's not really a good use of my time, personally.
Yeah.
Personally.
The H also stands for heart, as in the shape of my... You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. You know the rest. Subscribe. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. And yeah, get your hands on the books and the beers by clicking on the links in the description. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy some Sting today, and we will see you soon.
SOS to the world.
Thanks for watching, especially if your name's Roxanne.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.